relating, and that's special. Well, this morning we're going to be looking at Matthew chapter 28, and that is the last book of the chapter in Matthew. If we can get this, there we go. These computers sometimes, just like we are, they get sleepy, and we got to wake them up. Yeah. All right. See that big G-O? Go. Amen?
Amen.
Go. That's what we've been doing this morning. We're going. Going places. We're going with the Lord. So this morning we're going to be looking at Matthew chapter 28, beginning with verses 16 through 20. And I'll give you highlights of this particular chapter. I spoke a series of messages on Easter up to Easter morning, and then spoke a message on the resurrection of Jesus Christ. And we know that Jesus was on the earth 40 days after the resurrection, and Jesus accomplished many things during those 40 days that he was here on earth, meeting with his disciples, talking to them, giving them instruction, telling them about the Holy Spirit coming, that he would go back to the Father, where he came, there on the throne, there in heaven. And he would send the Holy Spirit, Comforter, the Paraclete, the Advocate. You know, I could go on and on and on, naming, giving the names of the Holy Spirit, the Trinity, and so forth. So Jesus was on the earth 40 days. You think about that. So think about what we could accomplish in 40 days, just sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ. And he instructed them, telling them they was going to have an awesome responsibility once he ascended back to the Father. So now let's look at these verses, beginning with verse 16. This is the Great Commission, and there's a great commandment. Love the Lord God with all our heart, soul, and mind. And then the second greatest commandment is to love the Lord God with all our heart and mind. But the second one is to love one another. Now, looking here in verse 16, it says, but the 11 proceeded to Galilee. And that's exactly where Jesus told them to go. When he rose from the grave, he told Mary Magdalene and the other Mary, the mother of James and Joseph, to tell the disciples to go to Galilee. That's where I'll meet them. That's where they'll see me. So that's what this is saying here. But the 11 disciples proceeded to Galilee, to the mountain which Jesus had designated. When they saw him, they worshiped him, but some were doubtful. Get that word? Doubtful? Is that really you, Jesus? Okay. Yes, it was. And in verse 18, and Jesus came up and spoke to them, saying, all authority has been given to me in heaven and on earth. Here it starts, the Great Commission. Go, therefore, and make disciples of all nations. That's the whole world, the totality of the world. To making disciples, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. And then here's a third commandment. Teaching them to observe all that I've commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even to the ends of the age. So here we see, this is a great commission, and it's found in all four Gospels. But this morning, we're just going to be talking about Matthew chapter 28. And this particular one, These words come as a direct command of Jesus. And it started in verse 18 where it says, "All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me." And that's when Jesus says, "Go, therefore, and do what? Make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit." And then the third thing, teaching them to observe all that I've commanded you, and lo, I am with you always, even to the ends of the earth. So, there's three things I want us to see this morning, and in your outline there, in your bulletin, you'll see those. These are three important things. Now, I want us to look at the very beginning of verse 1, where it says that early in the morning, and all four Gospels will say this, that Mary Magdalene and the other Mary went to the tomb of Jesus, unsure, and the scripture says they were doubtful about whether Jesus would be there, if he had really risen, and there was an angel there sitting upon the top of the rock that had been rolled away. And there had been an earthquake, and all things had happened there. And, of course, the guards there, they was astonished. I mean, they fainted. The scripture said, if you read that, as if they were laying there and they were dead. And the angels said, "Hey, don't be afraid. Don't be fearful. He has risen, just like he said. He would on the third day." And then go, and I have told you, that the scripture says, go and tell the disciples that I have risen. But they were fearful, and the scripture says, but they were joyful of the news. And they went and told the disciples exactly what the angel had told them. Angel said, "I have told you. The Lord God, Yahweh, has sent me to give you this message, and it has been fulfilled." So now that brings us down to verse 16, where that Jesus is instructing the disciples here. So one of the things that the Great Commission, it wants us to participate in, the church, the body of Christ. And it says, be convinced of the full authority of Jesus. If you see the Great Commission, it says, Jesus said, all authority has been given to me, both in heaven and on earth. That authority has been given to you and to me as well, just as the disciples. It's just the same as if we received it directly from Jesus as the scriptures, because Jesus is speaking this word. And you know what? I love that Jesus drew near to the doubters. He drew near to the disciples. He came to them. Now he's drawing near to the doubters and say, hey, here I am, and all authority has been given to me. I give you this authority to go and make disciples of all nations. And the word all refers to totality. And when you see the word authority, you know what that speaks of? Power. The power of the Lord Jesus Christ. The power of the resurrection gives us power over sin and death. I love that. I love the way it talks about the making disciples and giving us totality of power and so forth. And in John chapter 3, verse 35, here's something else that I want us to see. Jesus has the right and he has the might to do whatever he decides to do. And all we have to do is just what? Follow his instructions. And And this proves what Jesus says here in John 3:35, where he says, "The Father loves the Son and has given all things into his hands." That's John 3:35. Now, since Jesus today has all authority, we can obey without fear, can't we? We can be just like the angel told the Mary Magdalene and Mary. "Hey, don't fear. I want to remove any doubt in your life." He removes any doubt in our lives today. And no matter where he leads, no matter what circumstances we face, he's in control. Amen, Brent? Amen? Amen. No matter what our circumstances are, he's still in control. And by his death and resurrection, Jesus defeated all enemies and won for himself all authority. And that's why it's so important. The call to be a disciple of Jesus Christ is open to everyone. It's open to every one of us. All we have to do is what? Just follow through. See, Jesus has always given us an invitation. We just have to respond to it. He has given us the command to go. All we have to do is say, "Yes." Where? Go. You know, just like Abraham, when God instructed him, "You just go, and wherever you go, it's yours." And he went and went and went. And every foot he stepped, every foot he took, it was God-given land to him. Now, and it said, if Jesus is Lord, then he sets the agenda. You know, he has set everything in place from the very beginning. Even the Word of God, it's settled in heaven. And all we have to do is follow him. Now, a disciple is a believer who lovingly follows Jesus. That's what you and I are. And we lovingly follow Jesus. And the second part of that is intentionally helps others follow. And that's our responsibility. Now, the second part of this message this morning, we not only are we to be convinced of the authority of Jesus Christ, but we are to be committed to the assignment of Jesus. So we are a committed people. We're committed to something. We're committed to our family. We're committed to our jobs. We're committed to something much higher than us, and that is the Father. And all we got to do, he has given us authority. And it says once we've submitted to Jesus' authority, we're ready to receive his assignment. And that's what assignment we've given right here in verses 18 through 20, where it says, "Go therefore and make disciples." Go therefore and make disciples. I mean, we don't even have to think about it, right? We don't have to think about it. "Well, now, Jesus, did you really mean what you said?" No, we know he did. And we just need to respond. We just need to get up and go. And remember, he gives this commission to make disciples out of doubters. Jesus gave this command to make decisions out of doubters. Now, when you look at the word "go," it means that we are to make disciples in the natural course of our lives wherever we go, and we are to be active and not stand still, right? Or just be still. Do you notice, have you noticed the first two letters in the gospel? What are they? First two letters in gospel, G-O. And you put that G-O together, what does that say? Go. So there must have been some reason for the gospel to have G-O at the very beginning. Go. Go. You know, because God is going. Going means crossing boundaries. Just like Bob did last week, right? He had to get out of that comfort zone. He said he was scared like a tick. Now, I've never heard that expression before. I have heard four as a tick, but not as scared as a tick. And I guess I can be scared too, just like Bob. But sometimes, you know, God gives us that strength to do the unexpected at a given time. And when we just trust Him, He gives us the strength and the words and the ability to speak on His behalf. Just like Moses. Moses came up with all kinds of excuses. And Bob, I don't know, you might unconsciously say, Lord, I can't do this. And what did Jesus say? What would He say? Yeah, you can. You can. Because I'll help you. I'll give you. I've given you the authority. I've given you the power. I've given you the strength. I've given you the understanding. You know how we can do all of these things? Because we belong to Him. We belong to Him. We are a child of God. And when we belong to Him, then He gives us everything we need when we need it, at any time, in any place. So, we go to the west end. We're going beyond the comfort zone. How many of you have had to ever step beyond your comfort zone? Have you? Yeah. And how was that outcome? It was okay. It worked, right? Yeah, I ever wondered how I was going to get through 4 years of college to be an engineer, and I was wondering how I'd get through 4 years of Bible college to get my theology degree, and then wondered how I was going to get through four more years of my undergraduate studies. But when I look back, I said, hey, God got me through it. We trust God. He gets us through all of that. And then through 36 years of ministry, you know, we look back and say, you know, God was in it the whole time. In your life, in your job, in your family, everything that you do, you trust it to God, and He gets you through it. Now, Jesus said, make disciples. Even today, you and I are His witnesses. Now, He says, go and make disciples, and in your going, your doubts will disappear. Right? I don't know how many of you have ever witnessed to somebody or told them about your testimony, as Bob gave his testimony last week. You know, we all have a testimony. If we are Christians, we are disciples, we are ministers of the Lord, and we have a testimony. And all you got to do is just relax and tell it like it is. Just tell it like it is. Just tell how the Lord saved you, and how He's been using you, and He's walking with you, and He loves you. You know, that just Jesus loves you speaks more volumes than anything I can think of that I could say to someone, that Jesus loves you. That's enough. And that's when the Holy Spirit will take over in your life. When you tell somebody Jesus loves you, and they, well, I hadn't thought about that. And then that opens up the door to share your testimony. And that's what that word go means. You're going forth with the Word of God, the gospel, to help others find Jesus. So we are to go. And as we go, we are to make disciples. And then the Bible says that we are to baptize in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. And then the third commandment of this scripture says that we are to teach them what I have commanded you. Jesus gave a lot of commandments. Even John says in the last verse of chapter 21 that the scriptures or this book cannot contain everything that Jesus said. And Jesus spoke many, many words. And but what we have is enough for us to be saved and know how to live our life and to tell others about Jesus Christ. See, Jesus had a purpose. He fulfilled his purpose when he came to this earth. And therefore, he said, my purpose has been fulfilled. I carried out all of the responsibilities the Father sent me. And now, I'm giving the ladle to you to go to make disciples of all nations. You know, I was thinking about this. I worked for the IGA food liner when I was in high school to earn extra money and so forth. Had have money to put in my scooter to get back and forth to school and football practice and all these things and so forth. And one of my responsibilities of many working there at IGA food liner there in Athens, Tennessee, was to block shelves. You know what blocking shelves are? Yeah. That means you got to move everything that's in the back of the shelf that's old to the front, and the new stuff goes in the back. Okay, that's blocking shelves. I also was told I didn't have room to go back to back and get some shelf stretchers. That way it makes more room to put more stuff. But I find that there was no such thing. But there's some of those old people not old, but those had seniority over me to pull pranks on young kids that didn't know any better, right? But oftentimes when I'd pull a can out from the back, it didn't have a label on it. So, what's in that can, you know? Well, if you don't know, you just pull it aside. So, I was thinking about that. When you see a label on a can green beans, that can is saying, I live inside this can. Green beans. I live inside here. So you know that automatically. Well, what about us? When people see us and they see us shining, or the light, the scripture that was used this morning, to let our light shine, people know that there's something inside of us and they can see it. It's the Lord Jesus Christ. It's the Holy Spirit shining through, revealing who we are. So people don't even have to ask. They know that we've been with Jesus. So it's important that we understand that our goal in life is to grow and go and make disciples of Jesus Christ. Okay? The next thing here, be comforted by the faithful assurance of Jesus. And what does that mean? Well, this verse 20 says, and behold, I am with you always, even to the ends of the age. That was a promise that Jesus made, and he kept that promise. He's with us today. That's the work of the Holy Spirit in our lives. And you see, we have the Lord's power at work within us, as well as his promise to be with us to the very end as we obey the Great Commission. You see, our faith removes any doubt, just like he spoke here, removes the fear and the doubt in our lives and gives us a power, because we know his authority is true. Now, we never are closer to Jesus than when we're doing what Jesus commands us to do. You get what I'm saying right there? We're never closer to Jesus than when we're doing what he commands us to do. And Jesus uses those closest to him. That's why he said, I chose you You didn't choose me, but I chose you to be close to me. And Jesus was building a relationship with his disciples. He built relationships with everyone he came in contact with. Every life that he changed, he created that fellowship and that closeness that lasts forever. But that's because of the Holy Spirit that lives within our lives. Now, it is the Great Commission. The Great Commission is very important. And the aim is for everyone to be loving followers of Jesus and intentionally help others to find Jesus too. You see, the only way we'll be able to live out Christ's commission is for us to be in the common union with him. That common union comes with that personal relationship. See, Jesus came to us. He came to us here on this earth. If he hadn't came, we wouldn't have life eternal. We've been like the ones in the Old Testament, unsure, having to constantly going to the priest and offering a sacrifice for atonement for our sin. But Jesus came once and for all and died for our sins. And now we are commissioned with him, and we're in common union with him with the great commission he has given us. See, he came to us, and we can go for him. Amen? We can go for him. Are we willing to meet that challenge? And you see, you don't have to go door to door, but if you choose to do that, you know, that's great. And that's the way we used to do it. Door to door, knocking on doors and sharing our faith. You can call someone. You can make it intentionally when you're walking down the street and somebody stops and you talk with them. Say, hey, do you know Jesus? Did you know he loves you? Let me share my testimony. Let me tell you how he changed my life. See, that's going. That's going. That's putting the Great Commission in action. And the Trinity is action. They're always active, doing something. And as I said a while ago, the Lord uses those closest to him. And when you're going and telling others about Christ, you're closest to him at that moment. Let us pray. Our Father God, we praise your holy name. Lord, we thank you for the scripture. We thank you for the power that it presents. We thank you for the authority that was given to you by the Father. Our Father, we thank you this morning that we are here to hear your word. We're here to fellowship. We're here to get instructions, to honor your command through the Great Commission. And Lord, may not a day go by or a moment go by that we don't think about our responsibility to the Great Commission. You came to us, but we should see that that's important, that you came to us and you reached out to us, and you gave us your Spirit, the Holy Spirit, to empower us. We belong to you. You have commissioned us and given us the power and all authority to make disciples, to baptize in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, and to teach all things you have commanded. boy, it seems like an awesome responsibility. And it is if we try to do it on our own, but we don't have to, because you're with us. And that's what verse 20 says, "Lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the ages." Never ending. You're always with us. So, Lord, that should remove any doubt from our hearts and our minds and encourage us to get out of our comfort zone and just be willing to tell others about you. And then people would just knock down the doors here to come in to learn more about you. Lord, give us that burning desire within our hearts to fulfill and be honorable to you in our relationship with you, to follow through the Great Commission. Lord, we know that you love us. You love the people here at Versailles Baptist Church and those listening this morning. We know you love us. You care for us. And Lord, by knowing that, it helps us to love you even more for the sacrificial death on Calvary. And in giving us that great, great commandment to go, Lord, should inspire us to go. Whatever the decisions are that you've laid upon each one of our hearts this morning, may we be willing to make it known. Accept it and follow through with it. Lord, we praise you and we thank you in your precious Son's name. Amen. Our invitation this morning is "Room at the Cross for You."